another lovely Tuesday evening.
Hey, hey, hey. Don't suck, Tommy Fallon's watching.
I'm going to try my best not to suck. All right, on our far left, ladies and gentlemen, is the comic book artist extraordinaire. He is our resident Marvel hater. Ladies and gentlemen, get up for Todd Bernardi. Oh, he's in the house tonight as well.
That's okay, because Todd McFarlane's here.
Yes, yes.
He is Marvel, too. Fighting words. Y'all take it outside.
Image Comics for life.
Also joining us is the punk rock superstar, the horror aficionado. We like to call him Gannon. He's in the house tonight.
My mom likes to call me that, too.
Does she?
Because that's my freaking name.
Gannon.
Also, joining us tonight, ladies and gentlemen, he is the man.
Also the punk rock superstar.
He is the cinema scholar. We like to affectionately call him the cinnamon scallop. He is also the master of hard media. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, the master of hard media. Give it up for A-Ron. He's in the house tonight as well. Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable.
Hey, Todd is scouting us as one of us as a Spawn actor.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Hey, oh. Listen, I think I can make a good violator.
I say,
anyway.
Seriously?
Dude. Okay, first of all, that'd be clown.
The clown violator, not the actual.
The clown violator. Come on, you know what I mean.
I say format should be Al Simmons, and Lindsay can be Angela. Yeah.
Thanks. Ooh. Also, joining us tonight, after quite a long hiatus, she is the face of the program. She is a Night Darling cosplay. Darling, as we like to call her. Ladies and gentlemen, get up for Night Darling in the house tonight.
You said that
Yay,
three times.
You're
I did.
Welcome.
Said three different times. Yeah, yeah. I want to make sure everybody knows it's Night Darling cosplay. Yeah.
Thank
is what
you.
It is. Also joining us tonight, our gaming guru himself, ladies and gentlemen.
Where's the mic that I'm talking to?
I'm just hearing that.
Format again. Awesome.
And certainly last but not least, he is the chairman of the comic book board. He is the godfather of comic books.
Well, new hair. Who
yeah.
is?
And he is also the man that owns 115 South Waukee Avenue.
Own the building.
It's called Maui Comics and Collectibles, and you know where you can find it?
Bless you.
Between the Sheiks with Dr.
Jesus.
Daddy Leaks. He's in the house tonight as well, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay.
Welcome! Welcome!
I'm
Tommy Farley.
Bye.
All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, let's get started first. Free Comic Book Day. How was it, Alika, here at the store?
It was good, except for the AC going out. But, I mean, everybody showed up. We had a lot of good titles.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Todd, for putting out barriers, which was good. The Image title. Not you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Did he put out issues?
He had actual barriers.
Yeah.
There was another Image title that we ran out of, too.
No, no.
Was he putting out issues of his own comic to keep people away?
But we ordered tons of barriers, which is the Brian Vaughn book, because obviously that's going to be super popular.
Right, right, right.
But it was good, yeah. A lot of good titles. People came out, got their free comics.
Fantastic.
I grabbed two copies.
Todd was here doing sketches.
Oh, I was here doing
fantastic.
Sketches.
Hey, did you finish mine or what?
No. I did. I ran out of black ink.
I also heard, so it went well. You did a silent auction for the Big Island. Fantastic.
Yeah, we were able to raise $200. So we
Yay!
Sent that out
Wonderful.
There to InterVarsity of Hilo, and that's going to help the people who've been displaced.
Wonderful.
We've still got the collection box out there, and we got to thank Nobu Yuki of Trinographics Comics on Oahu. He donated a bunch of plushes. And we're still, you know, as they sell, 100% of proceeds go to the InterVarsity of Hilo, who's helping out the shelters in Keaau, where a lot of the families are displaced.
Awesome. Fantastic. Good work on you, sir, for sure. Also, Stacey Hayashi from Go for Broke was here because her film was here.
Yeah, she came by after her May 3rd showing at the EO Theater was sold out.
I heard it was fantastic.
Movie's great.
I mean, the event itself was fantastic is what I heard. So great. Well, that's good, too. Did you tell her I love her?
I missed
good.
It.
And then she ran away.
No.
Yeah.
Like my flight is.
Gotta go.
Damn it. It was her birthday too.
Oh, wow. Hey, by
I
the
didn't
way,
know that. I didn't say happy birthday to her in person. I feel bad.
You
though.
Jerk.
By the
I
way,
am a jerk.
I forgot to mention, this is episode 3 of the Avengers Infinity War spoiler cast.
Oh, man.
You know, looking at our podcast page, it's like 5 episodes of Infinity Wars.
Right.
We got people actually watching. The last thing we should do is make them not want to watch.
I know. I mean, sorry in advance.
Hey, if you guys want, if you guys like movies without story, that's fine.
Oh, my God.
And then the next episode is going to be how Todd has valid points, but they're totally worthless because this movie's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
The movie's
That's
okay.
The next episode. But anyway, it's time to check in with the man we like to call Dr. Daddy Leaks. It's time to check in to find out he's got the cure for what ails you in the world of comic books this week.
Comic books?
Well, not yet. Hang on a second. New comic books every single Wednesday right here on New Comic Book Wednesday here at the shop, 115 South Waukea Avenue. So, Daddy Leaks, take it away. Let's find out what's new this week in the world of the comic books.
That's my favorite.
And if Todd's got something coming out, take a long time talking about it.
All right. Okay, cool.
Spawn came out. The new issue of Spawn came out last week.
Did it? Yeah, last week. That was, who's the, Matina did the cover?
Yeah, then they had a half
the
sketch
half blank.
Cover. Yeah, the half
that
blank.
No, the creator is Todd McFarlane. I don't know.
Yeah. I have never.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Just checking.
I was just hearing about him. So.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Back to the Future Time Train. I think that's a final issue.
Where's the woo?
That's for Aaron. Yeah, that's Aaron's book.
Aaron.
Right there. He's like the only subscriber to that one.
He's the only subscriber.
Barrier 205, which is the Image book that started on Free Comic Book Day.
Yeah.
Wait, 205?
2 of 5.
Oh.
Yeah. Batgirl and the Birds of Prey 22, Black Cloud number 9. That's an Image book.
Black Cow.
Black Cow.
What about Despicable Deadpool number 300?
Ooh.
Ooh. Detective Comics 980, getting closer to 1,000. Hal Jordan and the Green Lantern Corps 44. Hunt for Wolverine, Adamantium Agenda number 1 of 4.
Yeah.
We're gonna have like 30 crossovers. Yeah.
I think the AC went down, and we're about to have a lot of sweating too.
I turned it up. Incredible Hulk number 716. Justice League, No Justice, number 1 of 4.
Yay!
Monstrous, number 16. That's a huge book.
You know what gets No Justice? Justice League, the movie.
What are you doing?
You're trying to bait me, aren't you?
Yeah.
Stop it.
Oblivion Song by Kirkman and DeFelici, number 3. Outcast by Kirkman and Azaceta, number 35.
Nice!
Port of Earth, number 5.
Kirkman's got a lot of time on his hands since Invincible stopped, so he's just releasing a ton of books.
What is Port of Earth?
It's another Image book, and to be honest, I have not read it yet.
Okay.
Thanks for putting me on the spot in front of Todd McFarlane.
No, no problem. No problem at all.
Scooby Apocalypse number 25.
Scoopocalypse.
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 Spider-Man Deadpool number 32. Star Wars The Last Jedi adaptation number 1 of 6. That'll fill in the story. That'll explain why Luke was so insecure. He had to, you know, try to murder Kylo Ren
in
his sleep.
I just want that book.
That'll explain that.
Venom.
I'm sure there'll be a tag and bank where
it's like a 23.
Trying to kill Kylo.
It's like a 23-page book of Luke psyching himself up to do it.
In the new Solo movie, Han has a psychic vision of why.
Yeah. The Flash is coming to him. It's not too late.
It's not too late.
Venom number 1. Wonder Woman number 46.
Is that a reboot or is that?
It's just a new number 1.
Oh, okay.
Because there's a movie
line.
Coming out. Dummy.
Yeah. No, I know. I'm just wondering if they're rebooting it. That's all.
X-Men Blue number 27. And You Are Deadpool, number 2 of 5, and Youngblood, number 11.
Fantastic. By the way,
Deadpool is actually a lot of fun.
Speaking of Deadpool,
it's like a choose your own adventure kind of thing.
Yeah,
which is really cool.
Is it a miniseries? Yeah, it is.
It's a miniseries.
Speaking of Deadpool, the Nerd Watch will be doing the premiere of Deadpool on May 17th at the Maui Mall Megaplex, 7 o'clock show. Make sure to be there or be stupid. either way, it's going to be a lot of fun. I know that A-Ron is going, and that should tell anybody to go. Gan is going to be there.
Yeah, who knows what's this Deadpool thing?
And after Todd's review of Infinity War, he is uninvited. So don't expect
the blockers.
What did my Infinity War review do?
He's
implying that you're not welcome to come to Deadpool.
You're uninvited
to
Deadpool.
But I'm going to stir some vent. And allow you to.
You can.
Yes. I don't. I like Deadpool.
Oh, okay.
It's a Fox movie.
Oh, that's right. Now you're trying to bait Alika. Is what you're trying to do.
He's a master baiter.
It's a Fox movie that got the costume right.
It's the only one.
Damn. Anyway, make sure you guys join us on May 17th, 7 o'clock show right here in the heart of Kahului Town on the lovely island of Maui. It's Deadpool 2, 7 o'clock, right here with the Nerd Watch. All right. Now it's time to check in with the loveliest lady.
Wait.
Yes.
Wait, before wait, we no move way, on, I just want to show off something for show and tell.
Oh, you want to? That's what Night Darling's here for. I thought she was going to show off something.
Okay, her turn's next.
Okay, her turn's okay. Fine.
Alika's pulling a diva move right now.
Totally.
What do you got, sir?
Sam Campo sent me this amazing wedding present.
The creator of Pineapple Man?
The creator of Pineapple Man.
Sheesh.
It's. an original script from the 1987 Captain America movie.
Shut your stinking mouth.
So what's up?
Is that the Canon Films one too? Oh yeah, my gosh, is. By Stephen. I gotta see
Sam,
that.
Sam, thank you, man.
Mm-hmm. I bet you the script was better than the movie.
The movie. Does it describe right? the wiggling ears in the script? Did you read it? Let me go look.
I'm gonna. We should watch this in the shop and follow along.
Hey, does it read in an Italian accent?
Hey, I know a guy that works at FedEx who can make us all copies.
Hi, Dad. Yeah, that's very true.
As a matter of fact, yeah, give it to Aaron, then he can bring it back next week.
That's pretty awesome. Well, that is pretty fantastic.
That is actually pretty sweet, though.
Can I ask you why he decided to send it to you, sir?
It's for
because I'm the chairman of the comic book board.
Okay,
right?
Very good.
You can't give him a cool title like that, then not expect it to pan out.
True. Good point. Good point. I
no, actually, it. Sam. Sam is just incredibly generous. Like I.
No, he is.
He really
I don't want to put like life. A target on my head or anything to any Hawaii collectors, but he, you know, he actually. I got some original Pineapple Man art.
What Alika is trying to say
collection.
Is that he's,
don't rob me.
He's Sam's official art rep, and if you guys. You need want any original art from Sam? You got to go through Alika first.
I almost dated Sam Campo once.
Really?
Wow.
The female
not,
Sam
not,
Campos.
Not this one.
Get
there
girl.
Was Sam, Sam Campo's Holo Holo Girl for Maui Time Weekly.
Yeah. I probably shouldn't even be saying this online right now. That I think about it.
Why
yeah.
Not?
Yeah. Almost. Yeah.
You want to know something even more interesting?
Yeah.
You almost did
hear.
Too.
You know, Sam Campos is.
Go somewhere quick.
A lady.
Yeah. His current lady. I used to work with her, and I used to like her back in the day. Sorry, Sam.
What a great story.
No, I'm just saying.
Spoilers.
Big spoiler.
Spoilers.
But, of course, just like everything else in my life, she let me down.
Wow.
Wow. I'm pretty sure it was you.
Yeah, no, it was my fault.
I'm pretty sure it was you.
It was pretty much my fault.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure
so,
it's you.
I'm so glad that Sam and his lovely lady are so happy together. It's great. No, I'm just kidding.
So, real
just
quick,
took a turn.
Incidentally, a turn. Port of Earth is the image book the artwork's by Andrea Amati and is written by Zach Kaplan. And Zach Kaplan wrote a book for Image called Eclipse, which was about
I remember Eclipse.
Yeah, the sun is will kill you if you go out during the day, so everybody has to wear special suits and stuff.
Nice.
And
oh,
they,
like that Riddick movie.
And it takes place here on Earth. And it's a murder mystery.
Oh,
so
nice.
It's about a police inspector that's trying to
who turned the sun up.
Yeah,
he's
it's
trying
like
to
a Twilight
figure out,
Zone movie.
He's trying to figure out who got murdered during this during the daylight hours.
Fantastic. Well, listen, a big thank you to Sam Campos. Not only an amazing comic book artist, but also an amazing human being. Mm-hmm.
And a hell of a kisser.
And
whoa!
Wow. Okay.
That's what I've heard. Calm down.
Don't know.
I wouldn't doubt it.
All right. He's also the head of the Hawaii Comic Book Alliance, and ironically enough, Dr. Leakes is a member. So, yeah.
Which is weird. He doesn't even make a book.
I know. It's strange, isn't it?
I draw comics.
Well, it's time to check in with a lovely lady. She has not been here in a while because she's been so busy with other things.
Oh, man. Do you have a comic book list, too?
It is Night Darling of Night Darling Cosplay, exclusively on Instagram. Go and follow her page. It is quite amazing.
Hello.
So, Night Darling, what you been up to, girl?
Busy.
Busy. What you been doing?
Busy working and making the things.
You've been making...
making the things.
Were you making cosplay things? Because I know that Maui Matsuri was going on, right?
It was. I wasn't on island, though, for it. I'm actually getting prepared.
They couldn't get her.
No.
They couldn't get
she
you.
She was already busy.
She was at the
was
Hawaii
booked to go
Toy
to
and Comic
Oahu,
Expo.
So, yeah.
Oh.
And Dragon's Lair.
Was there cosplay involved?
No, there wasn't. I just kind of popped up and did my thing, but it was a lot of fun. I'm really happy that I got to go.
Good.
Got a lot of work done up there, so
nice.
It was great. So I ended up spending my free comic book day at Dragon's Lair.
Dragon's Lair is cool.
Yeah, I have never been there before.
Mm-hmm.
And got to meet the owners. Mm-hmm. And they're just super amazing. Mm-hmm. And I got to see my friends there, so I was super
Whoa.
excited.
Wow.
My other friends.
Other friends.
My Oahu friends.
Oh,
oh
I see.
Okay. Well, I can have more than
it did
just, kind like, of
sound like
friends.
Those are her friends.
I, That sounds like how when I say it to you guys.
Yeah. Now that I said it out loud, now that I've been rolling around,
now you know what it feels like.
Yeah.
Okay, my other Oahu
apparently
friends.
Night Darling has to classify her friends by island.
Oh God. So. Okay, my Oahu friends. I was able to see Casey Horimoto there.
Oh, we love Casey.
John Jay, how do you say his last name?
Murakami.
Murakami.
John Jay Murakami. And this is the first time that I got to meet Andrew Gutierrez.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so some local artists were there for Free Comic Book Day, and it was great. I got to catch up with all of them and see everybody.
Did you get any free comic books?
I did. So I got a Street Fighter.
There's a guy in here in the Facebook chat called Lance. He said you went to Mini-Q. What is that?
Oh, Mini-Q is the anime store, which is like right across from
That's right up your alley.
Yeah, all the Gunpla, I was losing my mind.
Wow.
I've never been in Mini-Q either, so that was a lot of fun. So, you know, all the anime, all the Gunpla. You know, everything.
Somebody had to explain what Gunpla was to me. So,
what is it?
For the benefit of the audience.
It's like, it's
Gundam plastic models.
Yeah. Robots.
Oh.
Giant fighter robots.
How can somebody...
It feels anticlimactic for some reason.
Okay, so dioramas, right?
Yeah.
You know, they're scenes, they're pictures, but they're made normally like in a shadow box kind of thing.
Mm.
You do the same thing with the Gundam models.
Oh.
Yeah, it's some of them look really, really awesome.
They're pretty intense. Like, they come in those boxes, and then there's like 500 little pieces.
Nice.
Yeah.
Man.
So, sorry to interrupt you, but Todd McFarlane just said he's working on the sequel to Spawn Kills Everyone.
Yes.
Wasn't there a sequel already?
Well, listen, I'm going to go with Todd's word on this. So,
wouldn't it be called a threequel at that point?
No, just, it's possible.
What did he say?
What did he say?
Give me any character you want, and I will kill them in the sequel. Todd Bernardi.
Todd Bernardi. Kill
yes.
Todd.
Get
please.
Him.
We've always Stick wanted him. Him. Dead.
Just get him. Just because I don't like Marvel Comics. Like,
he actually is a Spawn fan, but yeah. I'd like to
and
see him
Todd,
die.
He goes by Pasta King, so if you have to come up with a character name,
I don't.
Kill the Pasta King.
Don't kill the Pasta King.
Kills everyone.
Hashtag
I'm not
please, if this actually happens, you love that book.
Well, I don't know if Todd's sticking around, but if you aren't, thank you for showing up tonight, and we certainly appreciate it, and we'd love to have you back sometime. I hope you enjoyed the show. So,
I can't wait to die.
Do it!
Hashtag neither can we. Anyway,
yes.
No, we're just kidding.
So cool.
By the way, so that's what you've been doing with your days?
Well, yeah, basically.
Yeah, you know, hanging out with their friends.
I think he
meant like a superhero, guys, not like a character from NerdWatch.
That's why just come up, create a character called Pasta King.
Yeah, so we just said Pasta King. Anyway, so anything
kill,
else?
Rob's pouch.
Ah, that's coming out. When's that, man?
I got to go to that.
Oh, you got to go to that?
Yeah, that was on Sunday. Hawaii Comic and Toy Expo.
Ooh,
that
nice.
Was great. That was amazing. Mm-hmm. I loved it. It was so like.
Put the head.
It was
because I'm so excited.
It was nothing but Funko Pops, wasn't it?
What was that?
It was nothing but Funko Pops, wasn't it?
No, it was everything. It was comics.
Really?
It was we had like the artist side.
Nice.
It was good. It was really nice. It was at the Almoana Hotel. Got to see a whole bunch of people. John J. Murakami was there again.
Nice.
You know, Crappy Kids were there.
Yes! Todd McFarlane just called you the Pasta King. And he's going to kill you.
Pasta King is dead.
You're dead.
Yes. Fantastic.
Sorry, that is amazing.
That's fantastic.
It was fun while
you
it lasted.
I did. I had ramen noodles today.
You better order the hell out of that.
Yeah,
books.
You better order the hell out of that.
Oh,
book.
God, yeah.
Oh,
hell
my God.
Thanks.
Oh, man.
We'll all take several
Thanks,
copies
Todd.
Each.
We're going to be living vicariously through your book.
Great.
I wish I could kill him.
You guys can't kill me. You guys need a villain for the podcast.
Yeah, we have to. Well, you know, Night Darling, getting back to you, we're really happy that you were able to represent Maui over there on the lovely island of Oahu.
Yes.
Did such a fantastic job
of
it.
Or do you act like you live in Oahu when you go there with your Oahu friends?
Oh, she just got
called out. No, they know that I'm from Maui.
Just got called out.
No, they know. And I surprised a lot of people because I didn't tell too many people that I was going, so it was nice. Everybody was very surprised.
I thought you said she was going to be here for your free comic book day.
I thought.
Oh. Wow.
Nobody had booked me ahead of time.
I totally thought that.
I didn't realize that friends
you
had to book other
you
friends.
Now we know.
Now
we know.
You know who actually asked me was Game Over Comics. They slid into my DMs was like, hey, what are you doing for
you're
free
have
comic
to,
book
You're going to have to go check your DMs because I can go get a screenshot right now this day, all right? I asked you to.
And by the way, those guys on the west side called Game Over Comics are not your friends. So whatever.
They're my friends.
They're professional.
I like them.
They're professional acquaintances.
They're okay people.
Chris and Aaron are
Chris is watching right now. I like you, Chris.
Jimmy can't wait to work with Night Darling at Amazing.
I just remember seeing all this stuff about,
Night Darling is going to be here.
Yeah,
and then
Hawaii
we did like a picture hanging ceremony and everything. And there were fireworks that went off and streamers that fell from the ceiling. And then we're like, here she is. Yeah.
Did you guys hire a band? Like a marching band? The marching band was
there
here.
There were at least three school marching bands that were here.
Playing whatever that song is.
That
extra.
Half of Alika's
Half of Alika's yearly store budget.
Yeah, it was all for this one appearance. And then on Instagram, look at me, I'm at Dragon's Lair. It was like, awesome.
You know it's a smaller store, right?
The AC was out, so the doors were open, and when we released those doves,
they
got loose.
Oh, my gosh.
But, I mean, if anything, your picture is up. We did follow through with the ceremony and everything.
Oh,
so the
thank you.
Is up there. But we had to clean up all the streamers and the confetti.
Oh, and by the way, last time I checked, it wasn't Game Over Comics. It immortalized you with a pop, but that's okay. Whatever.
No, it was Swan.
It wasn't even us either.
I was trying to take credit for it.
Have you ever seen The Shining? Swan is like, he's part of the store.
It's true.
So technically, it was Maui Comics. I'm just saying.
Kai has one. You wouldn't even let him on camera.
I know. It's true too.
There's a picture of everybody who works here and Swans.
Oh, he's always been here,
part of the group.
Well,
he's
listen,
always going to be here,
ladies and gents. We better get back on track. We only got about a half hour left.
We've only been talking about ourselves for half an hour.
Yeah, we do want to get into some.
We can do that very often.
We do want to get into some hard media. And we do want to get into some Marvel's plans of taking over their entire comic book universe being thwarted by Comcast. But we'll talk about that later.
Is that
first and foremost,
Comcast kills the Marvel universe.
It's time to talk about what's on everybody's mind.
Cobra Kai never die.
Cobra Kai never die. Cobra Kai, of course, premiered while we were off of the podcast last week.
It premiered the day after our last podcast.
Right, it did. Cobra Kai, starring the beautiful and beautiful Ralph Macchio and the sexy William Zabka.
He looks good for 52, man.
Yeah, he does. They reprised their roles.
52?
He's 52.
Yeah, he's 52.
Macchio's 56.
Yeah. That's a handsome dude.
Macchio is older now than Marita was.
Yeah, they made a big deal talking about that.
When he was playing Miyagi. Mm-hmm.
Yep, it's crazy.
That's true.
So you can find out what happened. Johnny Lawrence and, of course, Danny LaRusso are in Cobra Kai on
YouTube Red.
I watched Cobra Kai on RedTube too.
Johnny, wait.
Not the version that you're thinking about, though.
Stop it.
I think there is. I think I've seen
that. PG-13
show. Cobra Kai on YouTube.
That was a big snake.
On YouTube.
I can't get past this red tube thing.
Stop it.
Macho indeed.
Anyway, I had not had an opportunity to see it. I know that Aaron did. We'll talk to him.
You didn't even see it?
I didn't get the chance to watch any of it. I'm so busy.
The first two episodes, you don't even need YouTube Red to
you
watch
don't,
it.
I have YouTube Red.
You so, have it and you haven't watched
I haven't
it?
Watched
what
yet,
is
so
your problem?
Unfortunately,
everybody's having a field day with your red tube, by the way.
Everybody, red tube is free.
I told you that was a better one.
All right. So who shall we go to first? Should we go to Aaron?
Well, who's watched it?
I know Aaron has. I know Format has. I know.
I only watched the first two episodes.
Yeah, I did.
Me
only
too.
The first two.
All right. Perfect. You guys
so,
did the first
so
two.
So only two of us have watched the whole thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
So now you guys have to fight it out.
Yeah.
It's Kumite time, boys.
wax on, wax off. Lego.
I could do that brick breaking thing.
Wow, he's really good at
he's
that.
He's very good at
wow.
that. All right, so let's check in with Aaron first. Aaron, sir.
Wrong. Okay, I'm going to go next.
Your take next. On Cobra Kai. It's been 30 some odd years. The last time we had the last Karate
34.
Kid. So.
What about Jaden Smith? Come on, guys.
No.
Jackie Chan.
That's
there is
what
no Jaden
I
Smith
said, but I got told that that was Kung Fu.
The weird thing is, Will Smith is still an executive producer.
Right?
Yeah, I heard that.
But yeah,
he was
it's
still
really
called
weird.
Karate Kid.
By the
Jay
way,
Lance.
That Jaden Smith movie was actually not that bad. To be
shut
fair.
Up, Jackie Chan.
Your
is
focus
little
needs
kid
more
to jack
focus.
It off.
Freaking JJ in the chat. Kobe Tai never die.
Adam Simon, foot job, Tina legally goes for the head.
Oh, my God.
Don't read Adam Simon's comments.
Don't read it. Anyway.
That's what it's called.
I don't think I could stop reading Adam Simon's comments.
Listen, Aaron has not spoken throughout the whole show. It's time to check in with him.
Adam, I thought it was called the foot fist way.
You're terrible.
Okay, time to be quiet.
All right,
Aaron doesn't have a voice. Let's hear it. Let's all stare at him.
Well done, Aaron.
By the way, I didn't have a chance to do this on the last pod. But last time we were here, Aaron became an official member of the Nerd Watch.
Yeah, we gave him a shirt.
He got a shirt. So, he became an official member of the Nerd Watch.
We were stuck on the moon with Titan, and there was no way back. We needed him so he could fight Thanos. Yeah.
So he is now an official member of the Nerd Watch.
So let's all awkwardly stare at him while he gives us a review of Cobra Kai.
That's right. Right, we couldn't get Night Darling's vote because she wasn't here.
We ran out of...
She wouldn't have voted either.
All right, so what is your take on Cobra Kai, Never Die?
First two episodes are actually really good. Mm. First one is a lot better than the second one, in my opinion.
Wait, you only watched the first two episodes?
Yeah.
That's what they said.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't subscribe.
Oh, so wait,
I'm the only
one
that's seen the whole thing now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then why the hell are we listening to him?
All of them.
All right, fine. Well, then why don't we just...
I mean, not for nothing. He didn't watch the whole thing.
I was partially drunk.
Okay. So you watched the first two episodes.
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right.
What a misleading son of a...
All right. All right. Well, okay, Gannon, this is all you then. What did you think of
this? It's an amazing show. I have no problem saying it. It's very well-rounded. It's very character-driven. And it subverts in all the right ways the expectations that you might have for what the show is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Because they set up tension right away from these two characters. Even 34 years later, there's still tensions. And it's the story is written in such a way that they were on a crash course with each other no matter what happened.
Gotcha.
Not in a corny destiny kind of way, but like one way or another, they were gonna run back into each other's lives.
Got it.
And the kids surrounding them kind of get swept up into their old drama as well, including their own personal dramas. But yeah, it's very good. William Zabka really steals the show.
He's incredible. What a great actor. Has he been in anything after Karate
Not
Kid?
In a lead.
Yeah. What was he in? William Zabka was what's her face's boyfriend in European Vacation.
Are you sure that's it?
Yeah.
He's a good actor.
He's
man.
Been in a lot of stuff, but never as a leading character.
Right.
So that's what makes it great because you don't know what he's going to be like as a lead character, and he's not the most likable guy from the start.
He's sympathetic, but a jerkwad, but still sympathetic.
Yeah, like they really play on the idea, like you know that old adage about how you know that bully that's picking on you now, he's just going to be some kind of loser later on in life, and you're going to be a success. That's totally what the story is,
right?
And it's him trying to dig himself, trying to find some sense of purpose, but all he knows is like it's almost as if the crane kick from '84 has him stuck in the '80s.
Wow.
It was an illegal kick.
Yeah, he's driving a Pontiac Firebird still. He's still listening to Motley Crue and Guns N' Roses. Like, it isn't anything.
Wait. You don't listen to Motley Crue?
Not like he does.
What about Guns N' Roses?
No, I do.
What about Rat?
Shut up.
Yeah. First of all, you should be talking about Van Halen like that. But anyway, move on.
But it's really Daniel and Johnny's show. But you really empathize with Johnny's character, and it's strangely conflicting because you kind of don't want to like him at first, but you empathize with him because now he's the loser,
right?
And he's in the way I put it is that he's the anti Miyagi of the show.
Well, and so just watching the first two episodes, you watch him, and this is what makes you empathize with him more: is he's a jerk as a defense mechanism, and he's trying to help these other kids.
Good night.
Add some jerkiness to their repertoire so they don't get picked on so much. That's a pretty noble undertaking.
Yeah, well, the thing of it is like as the show goes on, like he kind of picks on them because he dials back at that old bully mentality he used to have. But then they do an episode, and this is kind
of
spoiling it, but they do an episode where they show how he got that way in the first place.
Oh, cool.
And
was it his dad beating him with his trophy?
Not necessarily, but his dad was not a great stepdad.
Sure, yeah.
And he had a really horrible family kind of life. It wasn't extremely horrible, but they show how he got that way,
right?
So he kind of refocuses himself. He's still doing Cobra Kai, and he's still kind of aggressive, and he still picks on the kids, but what he wants them to do is he's trying to teach them that he says in a cruel world you have to learn to be cruel too in order to survive.
Damn right, Johnny Lawrence.
So it's a great show.
So my question is this,
how does it end?
Shut up, Todd. Question is this. Does it...
he sweeps the leg.
It definitely sets up more story.
With an illegal kick.
Not just
that,
though. I'm curious, because we've seen it only in movie form. Does this work as a 30-minute... I don't want to say sitcom, because that's not bad.
It's a five-hour Karate Kid 4.
Okay.
Without a doubt.
Okay, yeah. It is.
You definitely...
Wait, that means you're counting three, because three was Hilary Swank, right?
No.
That was four.
Four.
There was a third with Ralph Macchio?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a third.
Yeah, the bad boy.
In 89.
Are you serious?
In 89.
No. Yeah,
in 89.
Don't you remember when
I only remember one and two.
Daniel LaRusso rappelled down a rock to save a bonsai tree. Don't you remember?
Oh! Yes. I remember that scene.
He learns the kata.
Remember, yeah, and he loves... Okay. And he really was liking that girl, and that girl totally dumped on him because she's in some kind of former abusive
relationship. She doesn't like bonsai trees?
Or something? Well,
yeah. She doesn't like bonsai trees.
She doesn't like bonsai trees, yeah. But anyway, yeah, that was the one, remember? That's the one with Thomas Ian Griffith and Martin Coles in it. He's got the long ponytail. Yeah. Remember?
Okay, I remember.
All right, thank you.
But yeah, it's not as memorable.
It's really good, and the thing that I absolutely loved about it is that it doesn't have a really sappy, positive ending.
Good.
It's like, it's a bittersweet ending, and I don't want to get... I don't want to spoil it too much, but like basically kind of everybody gets what they want, sort of. But it's bittersweet because it's kind of not how they would have wanted to get what
they wanted.
Ralph
Macchio's daughter for denting his car.
No.
Question.
But like they get what they want, and it's but to get it, they lost a lot. It's that kind of an ending.
So my question is that are there any underpinnings of Miyagi's teachings influencing LaRusso?
Because he's dead, there's not a lot they could do with it shy of a flashback here or a picture there. But they do their best to, like, one of my favorite things, this is spoiler territory, one of my favorite things is that, and I probably said it before, is that none of the old Karate Kid music is in the show at all. Hold on. Until Daniel starts putting his dojo back together, and he puts on the gi, and he starts practicing karate again, then all that old music comes back.
Yes.
And it's so... It's so genius, and will execute the way they do it. But Miyagi's presence is there, even though he's not there.
Cool.
They do a lot of, you know, they have a moment where he goes to go see his gravesite, and then, yeah, like I said, flashbacks here and there, and then they'll have like an article here. And in this story, he would have passed away about 7 years before this story starts.
Oh,
so he's been dead for a while.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming before he passed that Daniel LaRusso got Miyagi his first new car. Because he owns a dealership, I'm guessing.
Well, they don't set up how that came to pass.
Yeah, I'm just I'm pretty sure, though.
But it's, yeah, I mean, it's really good, man.
Oh, good.
I dug it a lot.
So is there a finality to these episodes? I mean, at the very, is there a finality to it or no?
What, the whole season?
The season itself.
Like, is there going to be another season, do you think?
It definitely sets up another season, but in a TV show kind of way, where the story that they set up culminates, but... What can happen beyond that is what's interesting.
Interesting. And there's...
There's occasional surprises here and there getting into spoiler territory, but it's really good.
Fantastic.
Like, I absolutely adore this show.
All right, so that's...
It's exactly how you should handle a revival type of movie or show.
Here's the $9.99 question. Do I subscribe to YouTube Red to watch Cobra Kai?
Yeah, cancel it when you're done binging.
I mean, most people would do that anyway, do the 30-day trial or whatever. I don't know if it's worth subscribing to YouTube just to watch the show.
Okay.
But it's really good, so I can't imagine any excuse not to watch it.
I think Cobra Kai...
There's other ways to watch it other than YouTube.
I think Cobra Kai is the first reason why to actually subscribe, I'm guessing. Because
that's a big reason.
They've had a lot of other films and a lot of series that YouTube has tried to put out.
I've seen them try to bring us in, but this one is like a legit...
Yeah, this
gotta watch.
I mean, the guy who directed the Karate Kid with Jaden Smith is the guy who directed this one, is along with Will Smith, and he's the guy, Harold Zwart.
These are the guys who wrote Harold and Kumar.
Right.
American Pie movies.
Yeah. And when you hear that, you get kind of... You get a little cautious about it.
Right.
You're like, are they going to just use this as a tongue-in-cheek? Like,
when are they
going
to go
franchise?
To White Castle?
They actually revisit a lot of stuff from the original film. A lot. And not in ham-fisted, lame, like, oh, we have to do this for nostalgic reasons kind of a thing. There's actually a character-driven reason why you revisit a lot of these things. Yeah.
Nice. Fantastic. So this is definitely worth the watch.
Absolutely.
All right. So check it out. The Cobra Kai title. There is a reason for that. Did they set up in the film?
Well, like I said, it's mostly Johnny's story. So Cobra Kai is the thing that gives him purpose to kind of dig himself out of the hole that he's in. Mm-hmm.
I think that's a good balance because the first three were Ralph Macchio's movies.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, Ralph, good. You see it in the trailers or whatever. Ralph is kind of a douchebaggy character.
In
at
the first two episodes, you're like, he's heavy on the douche side.
You really.
But you can, I can see down the line. I haven't watched him yet, but it's like you can see him changing.
Well, I took it as like without Miyagi, this is what Daniel is.
Yeah, a privileged little
That's how whatever. I took it from the very beginning.
Professor Barry brought something up at our Nerd Watch dinner the other night. Yeah.
Oh, somebody asked if there's going to be a season two. I forget who it is.
Who's that?
I don't know. Somebody asked me specifically there's season two. If it was up to me, of course.
Right.
But
there's no way they don't. This is like their biggest
I can't
hit.
See why they wouldn't because yeah. it's so well critically received everywhere. Like Patton Oswalt right. put a Facebook post.
Yeah, that like guaranteed bumped it up.
Extolling on the virtues of this show. And,
right.
You know,
I saw
everybody's
that.
Everybody's overwhelmingly loving the show.
So my question is, and Professor Barry brought it up at our Nerdwatch dinner the other night. He said that...
You mean the Daddy Leaks bachelor party?
Yeah.
It's a wild time. At Tasty Crust.
Tasty Crust.
Them pancakes, y'all.
Oh, yeah. Those pancakes, y'all, double as great pasties. Anyway,
I stopped paying attention for a second.
No,
what
sorry.
Happened?
So, no. So, Professor Barry, like I said, brought up an interesting point about Cobra Kai. He is.
Did he watch it? No,
he didn't. His question was, he's married in this new show, a Daniel-san. Yes?
Oh, my God, I have more apple juice. What was that?
Daniel-san
yeah,
is
but
married.
Not the Kumiko.
And that was his question. Is
one
it,
more question. That question one more time.
Kumiko. You know, that was the love of his life in
Kumiko?
Karate Kid 2. Yeah.
That's how you pronounce it?
Was she? Because she wasn't in 3.
He said Kumiko.
No, but Kumiko was considered the love of his life.
He said it again.
So is he not married to her?
You're no. in my ears, yo. Yeah.
Isn't it Kumiko?
Daniel is
Kumiko.
Definitely Daniel Kumiko. Has definitely Kumiko, rebuilt a whole different life between 3 and the show.
Okay.
Nothing that you would remember. He's not dating Allie from the first. He's not with, you know...
Kumiko. Got it, thank you.
And he's not with, what's her name from the third movie? I can't remember.
Oh, her name. I know her real name was Robin Lively, I think.
Robin Lively, but whatever the hell she played.
Yeah.
He's not with any of them.
Oh.
I mean, you know.
He was a karate star, man. He doesn't have to settle down with them.
Yeah, right?
That's right,
his,
yo.
And it's his like commercials are so dopey because he, like, does the karate in the
yes!
commercials. I don't know if you've
yes!
seen it, but
no,
yeah.
No,
it's
so
the first
goofy.
Episode.
Oh, that's so awesome.
But,
I can't
it's,
wait.
Yeah, it's really great.
All right.
It's really, really great.
A-Ron,
really, really great.
A-Ron, does it make you excited to watch the rest of the episodes?
I like how
makes
at the
me
want to
do the 30-day trial.
Quit.
Nice. Yeah, so what about you, Todd? Are you going to watch are you gonna watch all 10 episodes now?
I watched the first 8, and so I'm definitely going to watch 9 and 10.
Done.
I mean,
Format, what about you, sir? Well. Are you in it to win it for this one?
Negative. I saw 1 and 2. I'm good.
Good man.
Harsh.
Good man.
Oh, I don't need to see it. I already know how it's going to end. Johnny ends up with Kumiko.
Yeah, that's it.
That's
Adam Simon just told us
the whole review.
I don't know what's happening there.
Sorry.
Yes, pancake pasties. That's what I said. All right. So listen, other than that.
I don't even know how this happened.
Other than that, yes. Cobra Kai, highly recommended by the Nerdwatch podcast. Check it out. Also on the docket, there were a couple other announcements, Gannon, you brought up. There's a couple other things before I bring up the whole
Oddly
podcast.
Enough, a bunch of franchises from the 80s are coming back,
yes,
too.
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's weird.
Bill and Ted.
Yes. Bill and Ted
that's the one I'm
3 has
for.
Been officially announced.
It's really happening. Yep.
Bill and Ted.
But how's that
going to
work?
Because
now Bill is a samurai, so it, like he's got extra powers and stuff.
It's true.
Bill's
it's
a
true.
Samurai.
Or he's one of 47 Ronin.
That's Ted.
Oh, Ted Theodore Logan.
That's
sorry.
Right.
I was like, why is Bill the same?
Well, because Ted is like Ted is like a blonde name to me. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Alex Winters.
So,
Bill S. Preston.
So it's going to be
He's out there killing people because they killed his dog.
The last thing, the last thing I saw Bill S. Preston in, Alex Winters, was Liquid Television. Do you
yes,
guys remember when he was on
Liquid
that?
Television.
Yeah, I love that
It was
that
really
show.
Trippy.
Liquid Television. And, of course,
the Gimp from Outer Space.
The movie Freaked,
yes.
which is the one he directed.
Dog Boy.
Freaked
Classic.
Great.
Freaked. He was in Freaked.
He directed.
They already rebooted Bloodsport, Jason. I don't know why you're asking.
With Drax.
So
yeah.
Bill and Ted Face the Music is about them finding out how or when they're supposed to write these
They've
movies.
Already said that it's them in their 50s and they haven't written the song to save the world yet. So
Correct.
They're trying to figure out what the hell happened.
That's a cool concept.
It
I
is.
It's very cool.
For the art of Gunpla.
Yeah.
It's going to be...
No,
it's going to be hilarious, though.
Yeah.
You know it's going to be like... you know, a pretty funny like stoner slacker comedy at the beginning.
But
they're going to do air guitar. They're going to be all arthritic and stuff.
Yeah.
And
like,
no, but the thing is, what's really cool is the juxtaposition is the fact that they have kids. So you have to juxtapose.
Do they have kids in this movie?
Yeah, they have to.
Cosby's Show reboot would be amazing is the funniest comment on this thing so far. Thank you, Adam.
They have to write a song that's going to save the universe.
Yeah.
Yes. Right. So
I heard that part, Todd.
And they have
I can't
kids,
wait
but
till Todd McFarlane kills you.
They have kids.
All right. What else has been announced?
Yeah, kids ruin all creativity.
Unfortunately, we're getting Rambo 5.
Yes!
Ooh!
Yes!
Is it going to be like Creed where another Rambo takes over?
You know what I want? I wanted them to make the Rambo 5 that they talked about that was so bug nuts insane that they had to make it, which is him against a genetically hybrid creature that escaped the military facility.
Which would have been awesome.
They were going to do that.
That was
they were
going to
do
Rambo
versus Wolverine,
basically.
Yeah,
basically, Rambo 5.
What they probably did was because you remember the cartoon. The cartoon was kind of bonkers. It was a Saturday morning cartoon with Rambo in it, so it wasn't like the Vietnam vet Rambo. It was like going on weird dinosaur adventures.
Yeah,
Rambo.
Yeah.
So I bet they just took one of those Saturday morning cartoon scripts and were like, "This is 5."
That's what it was gonna be, but apparently he's just fighting a Mexican cartel.
He's fighting the Mexican cartel now.
Because who doesn't want to see a 76-year-old man fighting Mexicans?
Rambo is gonna build the wall.
Oh. Man. I quit the pod.
Why do you need a wall if there's Rambo?
That's the truth.
You could just run the whole course of it.
He is the wall.
He is
Rambo
the wall.
Is the wall.
Why couldn't we get Todd McFarlane to kill G?
I know. I'm starting to rethink it.
I voted up the island, Todd.
Rambo versus Alf. That'd be good.
Oh, man. So what else?
It's not an 80s property, but Sherlock Holmes 3 finally got announced.
Yes, in 2020 with Robert Downey Jr.
Yep. Looking forward to that. I've always wanted to see those paired up again.
Maybe they can get Doctor Strange to get
those are good movies.
People already want Benedict Cumberbatch to be the villain in it.
Which would be cool. He should be. He could be Moriarty.
It's so obvious when you say it out loud, though.
Well, everybody wanted the Avengers to have the Sherlock joke in it between them two, and you know that was a little.
I heard that they made a reference. Did they make a reference to the three pipe problem or something like that?
Three pipe problem.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't.
It means
that
whenever Sherlock was stumped. It would take him 3 pipes to figure it out. If it was a 3-pipe problem, then
that must be from the books.
Yeah, God forbid Tom.
Oh, that's
Reed,
weird.
Right?
Sorry, I'm sorry.
Yeah, God forbid anybody
read the
actual
literature. I'm just saying that in a judgy way. I'm just saying I'm not familiar with that.
Based on.
Right. Who's Sir?
You know, my first.
I have no idea.
Gee, you're really gonna like this. My first exposure to Sherlock Holmes was actually my great uncle telling me around a story around a campfire, like that style. And he would like you know make the sound effects and stuff like old timey radio.
Nice.
It's pretty cool. And he told us the Hound of the Baskervilles that way.
My first one was almost exactly like that. It was a radio drama. My father loved radio dramas. Until this day, to this day, I still listen to them and love them. But what's so cool about the Sherlock Holmes thing is that one of my favorite theories has always been that Sir Arthur Conan Doyle was actually Jack the Ripper. There was a theory that was going
that
on.
That would, oh my
that,
God.
That he was
Adam, just make that movie.
Crazy. Adam,
just
I did not say Books in Disgust, and I'm sorry I came across that way. I'm sorry I disappointed you. And Jason Hiss is totally right. We forgot about Tenacious D getting a sequel.
Tenacious D and the Pick of Destiny is my most rewatchable movie. You put that on anytime, and I can always watch it.
Ooh.
They're genius, man.
No, it's good. But
I don't know why anybody gives that sigh when it's a great movie.
Ooh. I mean, they're fun. They're fun. No, I'm not denying they're fun, but I can't watch them as much as you do. I'm pretty
sure.
But that got announced.
He doesn't understand The Rock.
He doesn't understand The Rock.
I own the Tenacious D.
You don't
albums.
Love The Rock.
Stop it.
You need to drink some Rocket Sauce.
anything else? That was it, right?
Now you put me on the spot. I can't remember.
Yeah, I think that was
I forgot about Tenacious D, so
yeah,
my
Tenacious
bad.
D and
it's
going to
be great.
Destiny
I can't
sequel.
Wait for that.
That'd be very cool. Other than that, ladies and gents, before we get out of here, as we all
oh,
know,
we're getting an Infinity War 2.
Did anybody see this?
At least I'm pretty sure we are.
Did anybody see the set photos?
Yeah.
They're all dressed in Avengers 1 garb.
That's
like Thor has
awesome.
Long hair in the original.
My favorite is the Photoshop one where they have
Deadpool
in there. That's my favorite.
Is
part.
It photoshopped?
Yeah.
I hope they bleach his eyebrows blonde again.
Well, the irony
you get to see Deadpool's cancer penis in Infinity War 2.
Okay.
If they buy Fox, we might.
All right. Well, thanks
can
to
you
Todd.
Can you say cancer penis?
Thanks to Todd. That's the name of the podcast.
No, don't name the podcast.
I thought it was
going to
be Pink Pop.
I like pancake pasties.
Because you don't want to have to say, what was the podcast that Todd McFarlane was watching? And then you go, oh, Todd named that one Cancer Penis.
Why don't we just call it Todd McFarlane Kills Pasta King?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
we could
that's
do that
a good
well.
One. Yeah.
Yes.
The irony of all of this this crossover talk is the fact that
nobody's watching anymore.
our fantasy of
stop rubbing my back, dude. I'm not into this.
Our fantasy of possibly seeing the X-Men and Deadpool franchises unite with Disney under their Marvel banner.
And he just swears all over the place. Just so you can see Captain America go, watch your mouth.
Watch your mouth. Yeah.
Language.
Language.
It may not happen now because Comcast is trying to make a deal with Fox. So we may not get the Marvel.
How much you want to bet there's like an angry picket line outside their building right now? Because we'll if I live close enough, I would.
I'm sure you would.
He'd be like,
the Comcast is right down here.
Like, oh, wait, at that Comcast.
Yeah, there's
stop buying Spectrum.
Don't buy Shelby. Deadpool.
Let the mutants go home. Let the mutants go home.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. I mean, Comcast is quite a conglomerate, so it's a possibility. And that would actually make Comcast, they would be under the Universal banner, which would be interesting.
So we could bring back the Dark Universe? With Russell Crowe as whoever the hell he was supposed to be.
Wolverine versus the Mummy.
Yeah. Tom Cruise is the Mummy. What was Tom Cruise?
Yeah. Russell Crowe is Wolverine.
Is Wolverine.
Old Man Logan.
That's pretty awesome. We
Crikey.
Crikey.
Crikey. Snick, snick. Crikey, bub.
That'd be the second Australian to play Wolverine. Go figure.
Yeah,
it's like we could see that happening.
Yeah.
Other than that,
Aussies are tough.
Aussies are tough, pretty tough.
Not as tough as the Canadians.
not as tough as Zac Efron.
Yeah, hey.
They should get a Canadian to
A-Ron
play.
Aaron talk too. Hey Carl, you must not watch our show very often.
Well, go ahead,
A-Ron, say something.
Hey Carl, guess what? It's time to check in with A-Ron because it's time to find out
from the
master of hard media what's happening this week in the world of hard media.
Batman Ninja came out.
Yeah.
That's the only one that matters.
You're scaring him.
He's doing this with his legs.
All right, what's new in the world of hard media, sir?
Yeah, so Batman Ninja came out.
Yes! I bought it.
A lot of mixed reviews, though.
What do you know?
Somebody bring it to the store so I can watch it.
I'm so excited to watch it.
Isn't it like 2.5 hours or something?
No, it's like 86 minutes.
Yeah, it's only like hour and a half.
How many hours is 86 minutes? I'm just kidding.
I'm very happy. I ended up getting that.
I checked it out a little bit, and it's neat. They left the original Japanese language track on there.
Cool. So, I think that's the only anime that I would watch with the Japanese track, because I'm not a huge fan of watching animes that are subtitles. I like to watch them dubbed. So I know it's backwards.
You like to see American voice actors get work.
Correct. Absolutely.
MAGA.
What else?
Looks really good, though.
Well,
but,
I know. I'm very excited.
Can you
to
stop
watch
rubbing
it.
My back, dude?
Sorry.
He just goes to it.
Just goes to it. What else?
Zoom in on that.
What else?
Oh my gosh! No, they're fighting.
The only other big release is Fifty Shades Freed.
Hey, hard media. Ironically enough, Fifty Shades Freed. No. Wow, you completed your collection, didn't you?
Did.
You did.
It's nothing like an empowering tale of a woman who loves to get her ass beat.
And did you?
Can you say that? I mean,
when you,
okay, I think you can. We just did.
Isn't that the plot
is there
of the
like
movie?
A box set where it's all like tied up in bondage?
They have gift sets for the first two, but they didn't make one for the.
You
first.
Have to say the safe word to open it.
The safe word is Oklahoma. Yeah.
This time only Walmart did. An
That's too many
exclusive.
Syllables for me.
Walmart did an exclusive
and Best.
That's
Buy.
From Jackass. The
Target
movie.
Did a bonus disc, but they didn't do a gift set.
Any other good like movies this week?
That's it, in that's hard it for this week.
Well, I tell you what,
hard media,
and then of course is A-Ron's. Tuesday hard media checkout.
It's so hard.
Ew. How do you say it like that?
Okay, so here's the other thing. This week,
I know,
digitally.
I like how he says Black in the world of the comic books better. Can you say
in the world of the comic book?
Yeah, but
it's so hard.
Bipolar.
So hard.
Like, which one are you?
This week,
I don't feel comfortable
I know.
Like
I'm sorry.
That.
This week also.
Bend over, Aaron.
Adam Simon is trolling you hard, Todd.
Yeah. What's Oh my
God. Adam Simon is attacking you, Todd.
Yeah.
The safe word is Infinity War had a wonderful story.
That's good.
The safe word is Infinity War.
Can we do
is a different movie.
Ever.
Can we do an episode where it's just Adam Simon and Todd?
I would totally. Yeah, yeah.
They like, can't be in the same room because it would devolve into fisticuffs.
We got to get a. We got to get.
I don't
Adam
think
Simon
they would fist at all.
I don't.
Fisticuffs is different.
Oh,
it's a different.
All right,
that's not what
that.
Sean told me.
Stop that.
In the world of hard media.
I do want to let everybody know at this table and that are listening
moist.
On the podcast.
Moist is definitely
this
worse.
Week exclusively to digital.
Moist.
Says hard like
you
that.
Can finally
moist.
Well, everybody, quiet for a second. You can get your exclusive copy digitally of Black Panther, Marvel's Black Panther.
I actually just watched it again this weekend.
And?
Well, guess what else you can get a digital copy of, which is more important. Uh-oh. Not, I guess, not as more
Wakanda
important,
Forever.
But just as, or maybe more important,
Go for Broke.
Go for Broke on Vimeo.
Oh,
nice,
$25, and that sucker's yours.
Nice.
Because I missed the May 3rd showing at EO Theater, so I got.
I already bought it. Oh my God, Jose Roman is watching.
I bought it. That's your lead singer, isn't it?
Yeah. Wow. That's almost better than Todd McFarlane watching.
No, it's not.
Hello. Well, check it out. You can check out Go for Broke on Vimeo. You can get your exclusive copy of Black Panther digitally. The hard media version of Black Panther is next week, Tuesday.
The next Tuesday is
some of that hard Black Panther, huh?
Wakanda Forever.
He just absorbs all that impact, just unleashes it.
He does. Yeah. He does.
It's so purple.
But next Tuesday on 4K for 4K.
That's, it's so hard,
yes,
it's purple.
It's really two really good movies, Braveheart and Gladiator.
Yes!
What's a Braveheart?
Getting 4K.
Why are fantastic. These movies keep
that's
coming out?
That's that movie where at the end
4K.
They cut off his dick.
No.
Hey!
Whoa.
Can you say dick?
You can't say that.
He said pick with a P.
Okay.
They cut off his Richard at the end.
50-57. Just so
Richard was the
you
name of the.
You make it harder on format when you do that. No pun intended.
He keeps saying the word hard.
Stop it.
I don't feel comfortable.
Every time you say what the time is, like, that's never correct.
Yeah.
So, I still have to search for it anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's 50 minutes.
Isn't that what they do at the end of that movie, though? And he goes, freedom! And
no, isn't that the name of the king that cuts it off? Richard?
Ouch. Yeah.
That is, I believe.
King Richard cuts off his Richard.
Yeah, I think his King Richard is. It
cuts
is.
Off the little Richard.
Jean-Luc Picard?
No.
No. I can't remember his
Men
name.
Men in Tights?
Yeah.
He was King Richard.
He was King Richard. But other than that, gents, anybody
What's
else?
A Richard?
Anybody else got anything exciting going on? Anybody
Richard.
Playing any games? I'm trying to finish up God of War.
I just
so
started
good.
God of War.
So good. I haven't. I have no time. I have no time.
Nobody, I played for 5 minutes, so I didn't get it.
There is something that's kind of interesting in the world of retro gaming, is they're doing a re-release of original NES and Super Nintendo cartridges of Mega Man 2 and Mega Man X of a limited print run. I was actually considering buying one.
There has been a lot of retro games that are being repackaged, and not just repackaged, but also... the cartridges are being remade, which is really cool. Like Street Fighter 2 got a special packaging. It looked really cool. It was very expensive for retro gamers. I know that for sure.
It's all about the packaging.
It is. Apparently it is.
It's all about reselling.
And like a glow-in-the-dark cartridge.
It's all about reselling your childhood to you.
Yeah. That's how it goes. So
there's a lot of homebrews popping up too.
Yeah.
It's a pretty big scene.
By the way, I don't know if any of you guys care or not if you're gamers. We finally got more of a... A decent look at the gameplay of, or at least announcements of the gameplay for Red Dead Redemption 2.
I don't think that was gameplay trailer.
So no. But there was a lot. People got to play it, and they were telling us about it. So we got a little more information on how the world works and how
it's gameplay, right?
No, yeah. It's just I always think those quickie reviews are always, I don't know.
They're misleading, but I think it's always
because
fun.
Because it's like, oh, yeah, I got some hands-on time with the game, and it's like, you press forward, and he goes forward. You press back, he gets back. It's like,
this walking looks great.
That's kind of lame. Right
I'm really, now. I'm super, that's the game I'm most excited for this year is Red Dead Redemption 2.
All they need to do to make that game good is have a good online component.
Whoa, it has to have a good single player for me. That game,
oh, no, but that's a given with them.
Oh, yeah.
But the online for the first one was they didn't find their niche yet.
I think that was the
RDR
game that affected me.
RDR didn't find its stride until they added zombies.
Yeah.
RDR, hey, listen,
I agree.
Zombies was great. And
it was fun.
I had an emotional reaction to the end of the story of Red Dead Redemption.
You cried like a little girl.
I didn't, but I did have an emotional reaction to it. I thought it was great. So I'm really looking forward to Red Dead Redemption 2.
Well, is that like an allergic reaction? Like, what kind of reaction did you have? Like, is it?
He got a boner, dude.
Just dropped
hard media.
A hard one.
Who you idiots knocking?
Hey, how much more time do we got left?
We got just about 3 minutes. What do you
need?
Have we ever gone to? Have we had we gone over any of the Venom trailers yet? Since we got Todd McFarlane in the room, he's a co-creator. With Mr. David Michelinie, who is also a guest here.
He's already drawn half the issue of Spawn Kills Everyone with Todd dying in it. I don't think he's watching.
I don't think he's watching because he's too busy killing Todd.
He said he went to bed.
Yeah, it's probably like 1 o'clock over there. Or 2 o'clock even. Yeah.
But we have gone over Venom.
I miss him.
About it.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, we did?
Yeah, we did. And we weren't, we had our criticisms.
Cautiously optimistic.
We had our criticisms of it. And,
His tongue needs to be bigger.
Todd said Tom Hardy is going to suck as Eddie Brock. That's what Todd said.
Todd sucks.
I'll bet you $1 million they're going to fix how she says CBO.
I don't think that I said that.
I said
sure
that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you did.
They're going to ADR that symbiote line. Watch, mark my words. Yeah. They're going to ADR that.
Symbiote.
There was a couple of trailers that came out that were surprising this week, though, and I can't remember any of them.
I tell you what.
So they weren't that surprising?
At the time, they were...
I will say this. Infinity War and they showed the trailer of Venom, and until Format said it, it didn't stick in my craw the way it did. The way she says symbiote drove me up the wall. When she says it, I was like, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah,
like,
simply oats.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, she said symbiote. I was like, what the?
Symbiote, my lord. Symbiote.
David McElhinney himself says you could say it either way.
Yeah, really. It's, technically, but he's a scholar. He's like an actual writer. Mm-hmm. So you know, technically, it is okay, but not around here.
Right.
I don't know if he's the creator.
He's an actual writer.
He can say whatever he wants.
Todd, if I were you, I'd be insulted.
If he says you can say it both ways,
Venom looks wet. I don't know why he looks wet.
He shouldn't look wet. He looks moist.
Who are we talking about? Venom or me?
Venom.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
You look all soggy.
Oh, you look kind of cardboard-like.
Damp.
You look like soggy simple oats.
Soggy simple oats. Your SSO. Got it.
Oh, that means
yeah, there you go.
That's our time, folks.
That's our time, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for us to say aloha and good night to
we'll be right back.
You guys that are listening to the podcast. You guys can listen to us on Facebook, Facebook Live at facebook.com/nerdwatch. You guys can follow us
on. And yeah, Lindsay's probably staying, so you can keep watching.
You guys can follow us
Facebook
on Instagram.
Live. Right after this.
_nerdwatch. You guys can download the podcast on iTunes, on Audio Boom, and on Stitcher.
Grindr, Tinder,
and
Grindr.
Slip into them DMs.
I do recommend if you have an Android, there is a great app that is absolutely free.
Starts with a G.
Twitch.
It's called Podcast Republic, and you can get you can get the Nerdwatch podcast there.
Republican podcast?
No, Podcast Republic. Stop it.
He doesn't like it.
So check us out on Facebook. Check us out on our Patreon page, patreon.com/nerdwatch, as well if you'd like to donate to the show. We thank you guys so much for joining us.
You never shout out the Maui Watch app.
And of course, the Maui Watch app on Google,
which is probably the most
convenient
way to listen to the podcast.
Very convenient. So check it out, Maui Watch app on both the Google Play Store and the iTunes Store as well. So we'll see Facebook for your exclusive podcast coming up after the break here. But we are out of time for you guys that are listening till next week. So for Todd, for Gannon,
you don't talk
for
me.
For Aaron, for Night Darling, for Format, and of course for Daddy Lee. I am G Money. Until next time, peace out. Much love. Most assuredly, always stay nerdy. Until next week, we say to you guys,
Puerto Ricans,
aloha.
Aloha.
Puerto Ricans.